Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 7, 2024. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, of course, and this is 5D Immersion, the abbreviated 45-minute edition. So the membership likes an occasional shorter event, and this one is one we can do in 45. The allies are all good to go on that. So as a result, we're also going to start with an abbreviated MESA setup, because we've learned we can do it quickly when that's helpful. And as always, my request of you, whether you're live or on the recording, is your full attention on what we're doing, please. It helps you, it helps everyone else. We all affect each other on these calls, even if you're doing it from the recording. So please be fully present as if you're right here in the room with me the best you can. If you got to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out. That is not a problem. So I'm going to kind of jump in and describe as we go. So I'm going to start by asking you to just take a moment and feel how your body feels. And if you have awareness of your energy body, please become aware of that as well. Good. You should have your baseline now. So I'm going to do the rapid MESA setup. So please just feel whatever you feel while I'm doing that. Allies, please come. The allies I'm calling in are all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Thank you. Allies, please fine-tune me so that I could be the best possible facilitator tonight. Thank you. We call the higher selves of everyone on this call, live or on the recording, to ensure that your little one receives their optimal experience. We ask that a sacred container be created so we may work safely and effectively and optimally in this sacred space. Thank you. All right, the field is present. If anyone wants to call in additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do that now. Thank you. Okay, let's put everyone in embodied awakening. So I invite you to, in a moment, speak to your higher self, invite it to come into you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You're not going to get overwhelmed, but lots of wonderful things will happen. So I invite you to do that now. Repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. Let the higher self come to you. It comes in through the crown and saturates you like water soaking into a sponge. The more passive you are, the better it works. Just feel whatever you feel. If you cannot feel energy movement, then just feel your breath come and go. Just relax into that passive awareness of sensation. When you are in embodied awakening, the following four things will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. I feel some of you being in embodied awakening. Well done. If you're there, just relax. Your presence there will make it easier for everyone else, whether you're live or on the recording. Everyone else will give you just a moment longer. Again, your absolute passivity and just feeling energy doing its thing. Or if you cannot feel that, just feeling your breath come and go on its own is the ticket in. Your higher self does this for you. All right, that's feeling pretty sweet. Okay, you don't have to be all the way there to proceed. You know, be as embodied awake as we can, but we'll take wherever you're at. So 5D is a pretty subtle high state. And what'll happen as you invoke this and relax into the process is if you can access it, you will go into 5D. And in the description, I tried to give some sense of it, but it is just an ecstasy and bliss beyond imagination until you get there, and then it's real. It feels amazing. But if you're not quite tuned up enough to get there, what will happen is you'll be prepared for it. In other words, the allies will say, okay, they're asking for 5D, but all this heavy stuff is in the way, so let's clear some of the baggage. Let's clean them up. So even if we don't get to 5D on this call, it'll be easier next time. So don't be attached to whether your experience is more about just floating in indescribable ecstasy or whether you're getting a lot of heavy energy cleanup that could feel kind of challenging. So you'll get whatever the highest good is, and I invite you to be unattached to either way. So as always, the allies are going to pay really close attention. They're not going to give you more than you can do. And the intensity will not be too much, not too much ecstasy, not too much challenge. So just to the best of your ability, go in without preference and just experience whatever shows up. And again, this event will close the container by the 45-minute mark. We may hang out a little after that for Q&A that's optional, but we will be done in the next 35 minutes with the energetic part. So here we go. If you want to have the 5D immersion, then repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Maximum 5D immersion that serves highest good, please. This or something better. Let it go, relax, and once again, passivity is the key here. I can already feel there's a lot of heavy energy getting stirred up in the field. That's beautiful. So if any of the following is things your body wants to do, allow it. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you want to cry, make sound, make big motions to move heavy energy, all that's fine if the body spontaneously wants to do it. But don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. Don't do it because you think you should. Because the process can also be completely still and silent. You just never know. Let it be what it needs to be. Trust your body. That's if you're doing a cleanup process, which many of us are right now. And just relax and be with whatever is showing up. Your higher self and our beautiful divine allies are way more qualified to get you to 5D than anything your ego could possibly do to get there. So the easy, quick, and most effective way in my experience is to let these beautiful beings do it for you. And your only challenge at the human level is to be passive enough to let them. Any effort you expend beyond passive awareness pushes them away. So I really encourage you to just be as passive as you can. Let it come to you. There's a nice group blending happening already, and this includes the folks on the recording. This all magically operates beyond time and space. And as always, those who are willing, able, and capable, I realize that was redundant, but what the heck? Maybe processing heavy energy for others. If you feel it in your field, just let it do its thing. They're all you anyway in the final analysis, so why not? The great Ramana Maharshi, the great guru in India, was asked one time, or so I'm told by a disciple, "Oh, great guru, what do we do about other people?" His answer was, "There are no other people." So whatever heavy you're processing, it's only for another part of you. You wake up enough, you'll see that it's all you, the entire universe, all the dimensions of consciousness. All you. Always has been. And the same is true for what appear to be all those other beings as well. Ooh, this is a sweet energy that just is coming in now. Relax and feel this. Yeah, there's some pretty sweet, strong altered state energy coming in now. The 5D is becoming available now for those who are ready for it. And if not, you'll be given whatever cleanup and consciousness is appropriate for your current capacity. Our capacity for awakening can always go deeper, always increase. As I'd love to say, the biggest room in the world is room for improvement. It's getting pretty sweet now. So just relax. If you're feeling the bliss, just relax into it. Let it do its own thing. When I get into bliss like this, my ego just relaxes. It realizes this is way above its pay grade. And it just lets happen whatever happens. If your experience is different than this, then rest in your own different experience, which is perfect. Let it be what it is, since we're each getting our own customized experience here. I may be not talking for periods of time. If so, just know I'm still present with you in the energy, holding space. Let's just relax into whatever experience we're having here, 5D or otherwise. Just relax completely into whatever is happening for you right now. New subtler vibration coming in. Another lovely frequency shift right there. As always, just relax into it. Five D is so far beyond language, there's not much point in me trying to verbalize it for you. Sometimes things alternate. You might be soaking in bliss for a while and then they'll bring some stuff up to clear. So don't get attached to whatever your current experience is. It can shift during the course of the event. I'm feeling some interesting energy, kind of tickling my crown chakra. It was lovely. Again, really aware of the group blended field. It's called A Song I Rarely Do. So we'll get that going for you here. Dr. Pika, nai, 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 amuta, dee, 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 dee. Let's try it a little higher. Dr. Pika, nai, 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 amuta, dee, 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 dee. Banco runa, lai, dai, dai, dai. Mamun kuna, thrai, dai, dai, dai. Chuya chuya trai dai dai Humpy kui nai 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 Pacha mama di 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 Sweetu pacha nichi kunki Trai dai 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 Trai dai 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 Dr. Pika nai 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 Amuta di 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 Banco runa trai dai 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 Mamun kuna trai dai 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 Chuya chuya trai dai dai Humpi kui nai 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 Pacha mama di 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 Sweetu pacha nichi kanki Trai dai 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 Dr. Pika nai 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 Amuta di 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 Banco runa trai dai 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 Mamun kuna trai dai 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 Chuya chuya trai dai dai Humpy kui nai 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 Pacha mama di 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 Sweetu pacha nichi kanki Trai dai 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 Trai dai 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 Dr. Pika nai 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 Amuta di 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 Banco runa trai dai 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 Mamun kuna trai dai 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 Chuya chuya trai dai dai Humpy kui nai 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 Pacha mama di 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 Sweetu pacha nichi kanki Trai dai 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 Trai dai 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 Dr. Pika nai 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 Amuta di 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 Pacha mama trai dai 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 Mamun kuna trai dai 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 Chuya chuya trai dai dai Humpy kui nai 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 Pacha mama di 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 Sweetu pacha nichi kanki Trai dai 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 Trai dai 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 Dr. Pika nai 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 Amuta di 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 Banco runa trai dai 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 Mamun kuna trai dai 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 Chuya chuya trai dai dai Humpy kui nai 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 Pacha mama di 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 Sweetu pacha nichi kanki Trai dai 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 Dr. Pika nai 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 Amuta di 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 Banco runa trai dai 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 Mamun kuna trai dai 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 Chuya chuya trai dai dai Humpy kui nai 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 Pachamamadi Sri Mamman kuna trai rai 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 Chuya chuya trai rai rai Hampi kui nai 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 Pacha mamma di 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 Swiru pacha nichi kanki. Trai rai 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 rai. Trai rai 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 rai. Just rest in that sweet energy right there. Just got a few more minutes to go, so let go, relax, let the energy do its thing, let the allies help you as only they can. Okay, it feels like the subtle energies you've been basking in are now integrated into your physical body. So just let that happen automatically. They always like you to come away with as much of this new higher frequency in your daily reality as possible. So give them a moment here to just integrate as much as they can into your human experience, into your cells, into your DNA, into whatever it goes into, they're going to put it there. You can walk around on planet Earth with 5D consciousness. A lot of us do it. You then act as a bridge between the physical world and the higher levels, making it easier for other folks to get there. All right, so just feel how your body feels. Maybe a little different than when we started. Maybe it feels more like energy. Allies, we are so grateful for this good medicine and we're loving how this feels and we'd like to share. So would you please radiate out this good medicine to all other beings on Earth and throughout the entire universe whose highest good will be served by receiving it? Please just broadcast away. And for your humans, your good experience of this will only increase because this is amplified from infinite source. Kind of like loaves and fishes kind of stuff. There's more than enough of this sweet energy to go around for all beings in the universe. And we humans don't have to do a thing, just relax and let the allies spread it around on their own and feel whatever you feel. Feels pretty good. Once again, become aware of how you feel in your body, the consciousness you're holding. Notice again if it's different than when we started or even different than before they spread the good medicine around. Each awakening is always a complete surprise. So if you're feeling different than you ever have before, welcome to your new reality. Enjoy your time here until your next upgrade. Because it always gets better than this. All right. Let's close up shop. Well done, everybody. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwichi. Thank you, beautiful allies. So grateful to you. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, we wrapped it up 2 minutes early. So if you got something else you got to do, feel free to depart. If you'd like to hang out and do a little Q&A, you're welcome to do that. Let me activate unmuting. So if you're on the live call, you can talk. All right, so now you can just click that mic icon and speak if you wish, or if you would rather type in the chat, that's fine too. But we are open for feedback and questions. Feel free to jump in. And if at any point no one is doing that, the allies always hang around and give us sweet frequencies. So nothing else, we can just bask in those for a bit. Hey, Judy.
Hey. Wow. Wow. I felt it from my foot all the way up.
Oh, good.
I'm still feeling it. I'm still feeling the energy.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it's like, wow. So that's what 5D is.
Well, it always gets better. So that's your current experience of it, but your experience can always get sweeter. I don't think anyone ever reaches the full limit of any level.
Okay.
So I would stay open to it getting even sweeter.
I definitely will.
All right, sweet. Thank you for the feedback, Judy. Let's see. I've got something from Autumn, it looks like. Let's see what she said. She said, that was great, but I had a lot of giggling in the beginning. Is that normal slash acceptable? Sure. I mean, no one's hearing you on the call, so let it come out. Joni Mitchell has a great line in her song, People's Party. She said, laughing and crying, you know it's the same release. So laugh and giggling. Hey, whatever wants to come out. If they want to clear that heavy energy through laughter, hey, that's a lot more fun than crying. So, and sometimes the laughter is just the joy. It may not be a release at all. It might just be a delight in whatever you're experiencing. So, hey, whatever happens, it's fine. Go for it, Autumn. Especially because you know you're not disturbing anyone on the call because everyone's muted. They can't hear you. It's all great. Good question. Like someone else types something. She says, I just haven't experienced that before. Also extremely thirsty. Then drink. Yeah, again, if you're going to do this work, there's always going to be new unprecedented experiences. So stay open to them and embrace them when they show up. Yeah, I'm glad you're having some novel experiences. That means something good is happening, in my opinion. Good questions. Thank you. Anybody else got a question or a comment?
I'd like to share.
Thank you, Marla. Go ahead.
I had an unprecedented experience tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't often have visual experiences on these calls.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I found myself in the ocean, like very deep down.
Mm.
And it was like there was this beautiful school of fish above.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like in the consciousness of a dolphin.
Ooh.
And then the dolphin, and so I was in the consciousness of the dolphin, and then the dolphin seemed to be here with my regular body, like the body I have now. And it touched my stomach where I was feeling this heavy energy, like with its dolphin nose.
Yeah.
We had like this body jolt that was like, I don't know, it was like this jolt. And then it did it again. And then I jolted again. And then some release in my stomach. So it was like such a beautiful, unprecedented experience. So thank
wow. That's awesome.
It was really great.
Yeah. Well, dolphins are well known for being very conscious, high vibration creatures. Some people say they came from another planet. So they're pretty strong allies. Spirit Song has a lot of dolphin allies. Yeah.
I feel grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. And it reminds me of one of my plant spirit journeys. For a little while, I was a bird. I was having the conscious experience of being a bird flying through the air for 2 or 3 minutes. And then it faded out and I was in my body. And I was being facilitated by a shaman, and I looked at her and I said, "Was I just a bird?" She said, "Yep." I mean, a few times I've become animals like that, but it's pretty rare. So I'm delightful. I'm really grateful you got to be a dolphin, which is a, I mean, was your experience of the dolphin really sweet, high vibration frequencies and all that?
Yeah, that was the experience. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Not surprising. Yeah, dolphins are awesome. Well done. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in your inner world. Just embrace it all and be grateful for it. I'm so glad you had that experience, Marla. Let's see. I got some things in here. Let's see. Phyllis said, "Very sweet, gentle rocking and a feeling of expansion, almost as if I was feeling fatter." Yeah. Again, that's not physical fat, obviously, but yeah, you're feeling the enlargement of the light body there, I believe. So you want to be as overweight as you can be with your light body, if we're going to put it in those terms. Well done. Autumn said, "Thank you for doing this. I think this is one of my top experiences here. I think I was higher, deeper than before. I would love to bird a bit." Yeah, birding is fun. But again, I also learned not to crave particular experiences. I don't want to go jump and be a dolphin because of what Marla had. I've learned that we all get exactly the experiences that are on time and appropriate for us. And maybe when you're earlier on the path, there's the craving or, you know, desiring of something someone else experienced. But these days, I'm just happy with whatever shows up for me because the allies always know what I need. And then she said, "Oh, yeah, I just meant if it happens, that's cool." Oh, absolutely. And nothing wrong with wanting to be a bird. But if you keep trying to be one and you don't, then that can become burdensome. All right, that pun wanted to come home to roost. Okay, anyone else got a question or comment? Jennifer.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to comment. This was a wonderful experience. I just wanted to share because last month when I did the 5D immersion, I think I had told you I got really nauseous and then it lasted all night after. I've been doing too many events also. And this time it was kind of neutral for most of it, and then a little bit of bliss, but then once everything was coming into our bodies, I felt this huge amount of bliss. And like right now, I just feel like I have like this pillar of like light and joy going through my whole center from my crown through my body. So I just wanted to share that because too, when you talk about sometimes it's clearing and this time I was a little nervous about doing it because I had a heavy experience last time, but it
Right.
was, I guess, whatever got cleared and this was a very different experience, so just wanted to
Beautiful.
share it. It was wonderful.
I'm glad you had a great one. Yeah. I mean, I've never had the same experience twice on an Awakening Plus or in my ayahuasca ceremonies or anything. It's always, you're never the same person coming back. And so the allies are always going to give you exactly what serves you in that moment. And that's always going to be different. There may be similarities, but it'll never be identical. So I love that the variety is simply endless when you keep doing this inner work. Thanks for the beautiful feedback, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Anyone else got a question or comment? I'm loving all the feedback. We'll leave a moment longer, see if there's anyone else who wants to chime in. If not, we'll wrap it up. Yeah, the bliss is getting really strong again. Little encore performance by the allies. Thank you very much. Last call before we close it up. Oh, Lisa.
Yes, I felt a lot of yawning, but very peaceful in the yawning and so relaxed.
Oh, good.
Thank you for this.
You're welcome. Have you all noticed I often when I begin, I'll be yawning like crazy. I'll be yawning every 10 seconds for a while. And oh God, here I go again. Yawning is a beautiful way to move energy through. And so nothing wrong with it. Let yourself yawn as much as your body wants to, and just know that you're moving energy in some way, and it's awesome. It's one of the more pleasant ways to move energy compared to other things that could be happening, actually. So yawns are great. Autumn says, I yawn a lot too, and it makes me tear up. Nice. Yeah. All right. Anyone else with question or comment? All righty, last call. I mean, I could happily sit in this bliss for quite a while, but I don't want to keep you guys hanging if there's no more questions or comments. All right, that's a wrap, folks. Thank you all. Remember, we all created this together. Every one of us was a co-creator of the event, live or on the recording. So thank each and every one of you for bringing your good juju and making it happen. And this is our fourth and final event of this week, but we have four more events next week. Oh my gosh, such opportunities. So join us for any or all those if you want, live or on the recording. And I'll hope to see you soon on another event in some way, shape, or form. Thanks again for being an Awakening Plus. So appreciate it. Bye for now.